What's really good? To all my beautifuls, handsomes, and lovelies, you are currently tuned in to your Queen Talk Radio host, Miss Amber Nicole, and we are here to slap open season 2, episode 4 of the Truth Speak segment. Today's episode is all about entrepreneurship and establishing a foundation and something that you're passionate about. I do understand that entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Some people despise the idea of running their own businesses and being responsible for other people and operations. I get that. And this is no shade to those listeners. However, this particular episode is more so geared towards those individuals who feel as though working a regular 9-to-5 to build someone else's legacy, well, let's just say it contradicts their assignment and what they were put here to do. Now, that's not to despise small, corporate, or entry-level beginnings. However, it does establish a clear separating line regarding the mindset of you and the average working American. So, what is entrepreneurship? Entrepreneurship is having a vision and the desire to take risk and bring that vision to pass, with the potential and intent of seeing a profitable outcome. Now, this can be successfully explored by yourself or with the actual team. Of course, it should include other like-minded individuals. You know, it really just takes one visionary and someone with the ability to be resourceful, open-minded, and dedicated. Let's face it, that regular rat race, it ain't for everybody. Some people can see the clear difference between working to build someone else's legacy versus establishing one of your own. Sometimes, and this is true, sometimes you have to work a part-time to be able to financially invest in the business that you're hoping to establish. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But the key is remaining focused and not losing sight of the main goal. Now, for me personally, I dove in head first with nothing more than faith and a vision. You know, I believed in my vision so much so that I quit my job at the time to pursue it full time. So for those of you who don't know, I actually started a call center here in the U.S. I had been involved in a few other business ventures prior to this. However, this was the first business that I literally decided to start up on my own. It was definitely a fun and frightening experience, to say the least. But with God's help, I was able to start a solid enough foundation to enable me to build a team, it just helped me to further reach that successful point that I was looking for. And what's interesting is at the height of this venture, we were averaging about 90 to 100 active employees. So for about 5.5 years, we successfully operated this company in the United States. And then I decided to expand and open up a division in the United Kingdom. So this experience was such a journey for me, but it really opened my eyes when it comes to entrepreneurship, risk taking, and really just having a trailblazing vision that someone could stand behind and support. So we partnered with some pretty solid clients and platforms. We built our own user interfaces and the platforms for our employees to use. I mean, we even sold the very equipment that they were utilizing, and we actually made money doing something we loved. Before I knew it, the company was basically on autopilot, and it did not require as much hands-on involvement as it did in the beginning. So I was maybe a tender 20 years old when I started the company, right? And I had employees double my age on my payroll, and that was a phenomenal season for me. In addition to the call center, I wanted to create a way to empower other like-minded individuals to step out on faith and establish businesses doing something they were passionate about as well. So that's when Black Diamond Consulting Firm was birthed. I did take on clients from different walks of life, and we worked together to help develop a solid structure that they could continue to build on. I loved it. I felt like I had found a way to give back and apply all of the lessons that I had learned, you know, prior with other establishments and corporations. And with that being said, I definitely have something for you guys that I'm going to be giving away at the end of this episode. I do want to make some dream a reality out there for one of our listeners. And I'd love to start with, like I said, with my listeners. So stay tuned to the end of this episode for more info on today's giveaway. So let's talk procedures, steps. Let's say you're interested in starting your own company and you just don't know where to start. I've worked with various clients in your exact same predicament. I'm talking square one. I want to start a business, but I don't even know what kind of business I want to start. Okay, well, I always refer to keys out of my purpose and passion book, right? What are you passionate about? What excites you? What has the ability to motivate you? Something you're good at, something you're interested in, something that you can provide that'll create a solution to a realistic issue for people. Yeah, see, these thoughts steer you in the right direction regarding your niche. And at the end of the day, the most successful businesses consist of business owners and partners who are generally passionate or enthusiastic about what they do. So one of the most daunting aspects, I think, of working a regular 9-to-5 is when you're doing something that you actually hate, right? Whether it's the job description or the work atmosphere and environment, man, it is so important that you're actually doing something that you love or enjoy if you're looking for longevity as well as a successful outcome. So I feel like once you know what you want to do, then it's time to put the blueprint together, right? You put the foundation for your business on paper. How is it going to be structured for tax classification purposes, business formations, and regular business operations, right? All of these are areas to explore in the brainstorming phase. Sometimes all you need is somebody to bounce ideas off of when you get here. Someone that you trust for the most part. Might I add, your business is your baby, and you cannot trust your baby around just anyone and everybody, or you shouldn't, at least. So I suggest partnering with an experienced business consultant when you get to that stage, somebody who's capable of seeing your vision and assisting to bring it to life. Everybody unfortunately cannot afford to hire a consultant. You know, I get that, and that's okay. So to keep my startup costs low, I started my establishments without counsel. But I could have avoided a lot of hiccups if I had one. And that's just me being honest, especially tax related, you know. So you live and you learn. And that's why it is my pleasure, by the way, to announce this week's giveaway. So this week, listeners can slide on over to the Queen Talk Radio website for an opportunity to work with me directly or one of my esteemed business consultants to help develop an area of your business at no charge to you at all. I'm asking that only my listeners who cannot necessarily afford services that they go ahead and apply. And we're gonna bless two people this season. So we offer everything from business entity establishments to logo and brand creation, business plans and blueprints, marketing and promotion, overall business counsel, and so much more. So let us meet you where you stand and help bring you where you need to be. My company, Black Diamond Consulting, is definitely excited to be all hands on deck with this initiative as we do work towards expanding entrepreneurship within our community. So I'm also giving away my entrepreneurship ebook, which is only for my Queen Talk Radio listeners who does not win the consultant firm giveaway, right? So you enter, you don't win the giveaway, you will still be blessed with that entrepreneurship ebook. So you do have some sort of a foundation to go off of. Now, this is not a free product. However, this week I am giving my listeners free access to this valuable resource. Okay. So for more information on services you can win, please just go ahead and visit the Queen Talk Radio website today. Also, I definitely wanted to introduce Hustle Hard Highlights to you guys. So basically, the last Friday of each month is going to be dedicated to an entrepreneur who already has an established business or product or service, something that they're in the process of taking off, whether it's a new thing or something that's been in existence. So you'll be hearing directly from them, learning about not only their journey, but also what they have to offer and how you can be a support. So if you're interested in being featured in an edition, or you would like to nominate someone for the Hustle Hard Highlight Award, then make sure to submit their name and info on the Queen Talk Radio website ASAP. Okay, so we have May already in the works. It's June, if I'm not mistaken, that we're looking to fill. And we're going to go ahead and do that recording live. So make sure that you definitely submit that information on the website. Well, as you know, this is only the beginning of a necessary conversation that you are more than welcome to finish. Again, this is Amber Nicole of The Truth Speaks on Queen Talk Radio. And don't forget, you'll never know how far you can reach until you make the conscious decision to stretch and grow. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and whatever you do, keep progressing forward. I love y'all to life.